a lot, and thank you for the invitation. Yes, indeed, our members are companies, public and private companies, and they normally treat the waste that is not good enough for recycling. And we appreciate very much this waste to energy guidance. I think it is a very, very good piece of work containing valuable recommendations how to go ahead and how to achieve a circular economy with the help of waste to energy, because you need something to safely treat the waste which can't be safely recycled. So the potential of waste to energy is to contribute to a clean circular economy. Because it takes care of the pollutants embedded in the waste, making sure that substances we don't want to be spread into the environment are taken care of and are treated in a safe manner. It's a kind of pollutant sink and fulfills a hygienic task. And of course, waste to energy helps to reduce the still, unfortunately, high dependence on landfills that we have worldwide. And at the same time, it recovers as much as possible the energy and the metals from the incineration process. So these benefits should be the driving force behind the implementation of the waste to energy guidelines. And the enablers would be, I echo several other speakers, dissemination of the guidelines, public information and participation, education, and what is very, very important for the industry is clear regular framework, because you need a reliant regular framework for investment and planning security. If you have to fear that the waste disappears very unsustainable, cheap ways, then you will not find the investment for these high-tech plants. And yeah, here in Switzerland, for instance, we see how a country succeeded perfectly well by setting very clear rules. The goal they set was, we want to go away from landfilling, we want to recycle as much as possible, and for the rest, we use waste to energy. That was a clear framework. Everybody knows the way forward. It was reliable policy, and then the investment came. And they succeeded very well here in Switzerland. So such a reliable political and legal commitment is, of course, necessary to get the investment done. And of course, this regulatory framework alone is not enough. You need to build the infrastructure in order to treat the waste higher up the hierarchy. And their financial means are play a key role, of course. It is true, Switzerland is a rich country. They could do it. And investment in state-of-the-art waste-to-energy plants is no peanuts, I know. However, you have to make the calculations right, thinking long-term and applying life cycle thinking. What are the overall environmental and climate costs if we continue landfilling worldwide as we do today? Worldwide today, we landfill or even dump 70% of municipal waste. This could fill five times a day the Wembley Stadium, five times a day. And municipal waste is only a tiny part of the whole waste volume. So sorry for pointing you to the dark side of waste management, but we have to be aware how much resources we still waste worldwide. And can we afford to do that? Can we afford to emit these significant amount of methanes from landfills? Can we afford to waste the energy and the materials which are indeed embedded in the waste? No, of course, we cannot. And this should be an enabler of the implementation of these guidelines. Building the necessary waste treatment infrastructure is costly, but it is much more expensive on the long run if we don't do it. So what we need is clever politicians to set a reliable regulatory framework. And for the implementation, we need tough politicians on the local level. I know there is sometimes opposition. We need information, initiating public participation, taking people's concerns serious, and considering the long-term impact if we would continue like we do now. The benefit would be a clean circular economy, raw materials from recycling, affordable and secure energy, and less damage to the climate. So the challenges are a lack of knowledge and information, and the short-term thinking. Also, often we ignore that a landfill needs decades of aftercare, and it takes away precious space, soil. Yeah, and of course, finance. It is not only about building a new waste-to-energy facility. It is very important to take the integrated approach, which Thanos has already mentioned, because simultaneously, you have to take efforts to do source separation, to educate people, to source separate their waste so that you can enable quality recycling. Their education is key. There should be no greenfield waste to energy facility. It must be part of an integrated waste management approach. And finding the right location of a new waste to energy plant can be challenging. First, you need a place close to, or you should treat the waste as close as possible to where it is generated. Furthermore, you should use the energy, for instance, the heat that is produced by the waste to energy plant. If there is district heating system close by, perfect, great. If not, maybe there's an industry which would be happy to take the energy, the process heat from the waste to energy plant. This way they could reduce their carbon footprint and reducing their fossil fuels, which they would otherwise use to produce this energy. An ideal case is Vienna. The Spittelau waste to energy plant there doesn't only look pretty well. It is placed in the middle of the city, and while it treats the residual waste of the citizens, it delivers heat to their homes. Additionally, it can deliver heat and coal to the nearby hospital. This is, of course, a win-win situation, and we don't have this situation everywhere. That's clear. So the infrastructure, the necessary infrastructure, the financial means, and last but not least, public acceptance is necessary to have such a situation like in Vienna. And for this, we need a dialogue to inform the people about the impact of waste to energy. And modern state-of-the-art waste to energy plants have nowadays practically no negative health impact and environmental impact. You look at me, I should finish? Okay. I wanted to mention another good case in Serbia, where they worked together, the municipality and the companies who constructed and operated the waste-to-energy plant there, and they replaced an old non-sanitary landfill there, and they built a waste-to-energy plant there with a recycling plant. This is also a good example, and I hope to see much more of them in the future. And last but not least, there is one social component, which was done very well in Serbia, because the municipality gave the Roma families, which were living on the old non-sanitary landfill, accommodation and employment, and helped so the social acceptance, which is of course very important as well. And now I will finish. Thanks.